From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Over the next 2 weeks, a bunch of medical professionals around the country are up against a year-end deadline to complete their CME. It stands for Continuing Medical Education, and it's something healthcare professionals need to do at regular intervals in order to keep doing their jobs. Think renewing your truck driving license, but for doing surgery, proving you're still able to do the procedures, and updating your skill set to meet the latest requirements. Where do these people train? At what's called a simulation center. There's one in the Bronx here in New York, and we visited the NYC Health and Hospital Simulation Center the other day to check out the facilities, which include replicas of operating rooms and, yep, lifelike mannequins, super lifelike mannequins.
He just blinked again. That is crazy. So this is a dummy, a male. I don't know how old he is. He's in a hospital bed. He's blinking. He definitely has teeth. And he's breathing. I can see his chest rising and falling. Oh, he's fully anatomically correct, as you just showed me.
That was me getting the full tour from Dr. Komal Bajaj, a reproductive geneticist and clinical director at the Simulation Center. And along with the dummy stuff, Dr. Bajaj and her team are engaging with a growing ecosystem of apps that help professionals practice and train for their tests. One of these apps that you can get on your phone is called Airway X, where, for instance, you can use those text-happy thumbs to practice carefully inserting a tube into someone's nasal cavity.
So you can hear here the heartbeat of this patient. I'm looking at the vital signs, her heart rate 75, saturating 99% on room air. And I want to make sure that she gets her surgery. So I'm going to quickly pass through the nasal turbinates here. And it's telling me, hey, watch out. Don't abrade the tissue. So I'm moving through. And what's amazing is that this is giving me the same stimulus as I would have in a real OR setting where I'm hearing the heartbeat, right?
It sped up a second
ago. It sped up because I touched her tissue.
Okay, it's opening. Go, go, go.
Okay. And so now it's telling me I'm in the right spot and I'm going to pass my tube.
Whoa.
Boom.
What's the difference between this and practicing on a cadaver?
A cadaver may be really great at teaching someone anatomy, for example, but it's not going to give someone the stimulus of a beating heartbeat or mucus or blood, because that's just not what a cadaver can do.
Can you talk a little bit about the business of these apps or what your sense of it is?
Apps like this can make money really two ways. One, by charging, and also there may be ways to infuse various brands into an app like this. So for example, you know, they want to feature a certain kind of scope for a month, and that company might pay a charge for that.
But you think that this stuff is useful and can maybe one day replace certain aspects of the education you're trying to do, but maybe not everything.
Combining various elements of training, whether it's this app, whether it's simulation-based education, whether it's e-learning, all of those are going to help us create a better healthcare workforce.
What are the challenges of introducing this stuff?
One is getting the word out. People who are used to a typical kind of CME, they may not be seeing these opportunities.
Komal Bajaj, she is an OBGYN, and we are here with her at the Simulation Center in the Bronx, where she is co-director. Komal, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you for coming by.
More on all of this at MarketplaceTech.org.